Listen for Insight, a podcast from Miami University's Lockheed Martin Leadership Institute dedicated to spreading ideas of creativity, innovation, and leadership.
Welcome to Listen for Insight. I'm your host, Logan Racker. We have for you John Richter, an instructor in the Manufacturing and Mechanical Engineering Department at Miami University, and his insights on the innate ability to create and lead and the importance of this in industry. I send you now to our interviewer, Sebastian Diaz Rodriguez.
All right. Well, thank you, John, for coming to Listen for Insights podcast. And I'm going to start off with the question, what experiences led you to realize the necessity for innovation and creativity in the workplace?
Well, that's a good question. It really began, I've been coming out of industry for the last 20 years and then into the educational system. I've seen the power of creativity and innovation at work immensely in those 20 years. And really, I saw the great power of it when I joined Kaivac in 2005. It's a small company that specializes in developing high-performance cleaning equipment. Yeah. And it was there that I saw this culture of creativity and innovation and the power of it. The CEO, Bob Robinson Sr., it's one of his fundamental beliefs that we are created innately to create and to have a creative mindset in every aspect of business, whether that be sales, marketing, research and development, product development, and things like that. So I saw that culture of innovation and the power of it, and it actually, that was the fundamental belief that really drove that company and caused that company to be so successful. And it was in working in that environment that I really began to value creativity and innovation in the workplace.
Do you find it extremely important that students work on their leadership skills before they get into the workplace?
Absolutely. I think, I said that we're created and we're innately made to be creative, but we need to develop that gift. Yeah. You know, I mean, we've got to develop that talent, even though all of us have it in us. It's sometimes just sitting there dormant. And it's like, you know, hey, we have this craft or skill. You know, I come from a sports environment, and, you know, I might be innately a good shooter, but I'm going to become a great shooter by shooting, you know, many, many shots over and over again. And so that repetition is the key to developing that skill and that craft. And so I think that that's important that we do the same thing at the educational level, is that we help students develop that gift of creativity that's there. It's innately in them, but sometimes it's just laying dormant in their lives. And so it's important that we draw that out. We give them opportunities to really shine and show forth that creative gift.
Do you have a set method for innovation, or do you think it just comes like spontaneously, organic process?
I think it's a both. It's not an and or an or. What I mean by that is I think you need to create a culture of, that's what I saw at Kaivac, is there was a culture of innovation that was developed there, and it started from the top level where the top management believed in it, you know what I mean, and they took steps to really developing and promoting the creativity in people and drawing that out of people. But I think that you can also, you know, develop a methodology that inherently pulls creativity into the process. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No,
so we can train it in, and we can develop processes that really help us to be to stimulate creativity. Mm-hmm. But also it needs to be, because everybody knows, if you talk to any painter, you know, you can kind of force it and make it happen, but, you know, sometimes it just, when it's going, the creative juices are flowing, you just need to run with it. And so when you create an environment where, hey, man, we're in a creative mode right now, let's just stick with it. We gotta chase this rabbit down, if you will. and we're just going to stick to it because there's something flowing, there's something good here, and we don't want to stop this. And so everyone kind of recognizes that, and there has to be an environment where we recognize that the creative juices are flowing, and we're going to just stick with it because something great's going to come out of this.
John elaborated on the type of environment that allows creativity to flourish.
I think a good example that I think of Google. I've heard some interesting things, and I'm not trying to exalt any business or anything like that, but I've just been amazed just some of the things that I've heard. I haven't been firsthand, but I know that they do things like, for example, they'll that they'll allow certain people to have a certain amount of time of their week just dedicated to doing innovative and creative, you know, to stimulate creativity, where they, you know, an hour or something a week or something, where all they're tasked to do is chase after some of those creative thoughts that they've had. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's creating an environment. That's instilling that environment and that culture of creativity. And the more we do that, the better we're going to be at.
Are creativity and innovation necessary to lead people?
Let me say it this way. Every leader, if you're called to be a leader, and I think the leadership is should be a part of who we are, that everyone has an arena for leadership. Let me say it that way. But as a leader, you're going to come across problems. You're going to come across challenges, right? And how are you going to get across that? The way that we cross challenges, the way that we bridge that gap is through innovation and creativity. Yeah. It is the key, right? I mean, you look at the world and you go, man, we got all these problems. Well, you know, creativity is what takes that problem or that challenge and turns it into an opportunity. So, you know, developing that, I mean, to be an effective leader, we have to be creative in terms of our processes, in terms of our practices, in terms of how we approach people. Yeah. You know, if we're just going to do it this systematic way, it's not going to work moving forward. We need to develop new techniques, new ideas, you know, new concepts for doing things in our leadership.
What do you think is the key for someone to learn how to innovate in any industry?
To learn to innovate, I think you've got to get in there, and you got to practice. You got to get in there and practice, and you got to allow your person to chase after some of those creative ideas that you have. So a lot of times we get into an environment and we just shut down. We shut down. We just shut down ideas. We shut down, and maybe it's because we're in an environment that doesn't foster ideas. But you as an individual, if you're going to be successful and to really come into your fullness of what you've been destined for and created for, you need to foster that creativity in some way, shape, or form, and allow yourself to chase after some of those dreams or some of those things that you have going on inside of you. And everywhere I've been, I've tried to do that. You know what I mean? I have my everyday work assignments. I have my things that I'm chasing, but there's ideas. I'm just a thinker. I just allow myself to do that. And you know, and if that means that I have to chase after those things outside of that normal 40-hour work week or whatever, then I do that. You know what I mean? Because I allow myself to just have the freedom to really think outside the box and to chase after some of those dreams or those creative thoughts that I've been having. And it's that mindset. Creativity is that mindset of continuous improvement that we hear talked about a lot. But, I mean, we can't just say it. We've got to actually live it out. And so we've got to create the freedom to actually chase after some of those improvement ideas that we have.
How do you create an environment for your students that gives them the chance to think on their own?
Right. Yeah. That's a good question, and come talk to me about 5 years. I'll probably have a better answer. I'm still developing. I'm still allowing myself to think outside the box, because when I first come in to the educational system, you know, I've just been kind of like, okay, this is how we do things, and I'm trying to function inside that. You know what I mean? And I think that's healthy, and I don't have all the answers, and I didn't want to just kind of explode the whole thing and change it all up. But I'm slowly... You know, one of the things I try to do is to create open-ended problems. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, and I'm not trying to criticize anybody, but I think, and it's just normal that we tend to create closed-ended systems, okay? So I do this math, you know, 2 plus 2, it's 4. It's not 5, you know what I mean? It's not 4.1, it's 4, right? So this is a closed-ended problem. And so I try to create problems that are really open-ended, meaning that you might solve it one way, you might solve it another. You might come to a different answer than this other person has over here, right? And believe me, students freak out. They're like, oh, my God, what's the answer? I don't have an answer. You come up with the answer. You tell me what you think is the best and give me your logic behind that. So it's creating an ambiguous environment that doesn't have a set solution or a set path to get to that solution. And the more I put students in an environment of that, okay, which is really creating the problem, okay, and it's an ambiguous problem, and allowing them the freedom to solve it the way that they want to, I think that's what I've been trying to do right now. And that's the little things that I've been trying to do to create an environment that stimulates creativity and stimulates that innovative thought.
Yeah, I know when I'm like testing wise, if it's just a closed-ended problem, I mean, I've probably gotten thousands of those questions in these last 3 years,
right?
Like my whole high school, my whole school career. But the test questions that are really open-ended, where you have to think for yourself, you actually feel like you accomplished something when you answer it.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, just spitting back out whatever my calculator says.
Exactly. And that's real world. That's one of the things that was my shocker when I left the education and, you know, finished my degree and got into the business world. Everything's open-ended. Mm-hmm. There is no closed solutions. You know what I mean? I mean, it's like, here, solve this problem. How are you going to do that? No one tells me what to do. No one tells me where to go. Doesn't even tell me the next step. And you're like, you know, you get that little overwhelmed feeling. And so I find that it's like important to allow students to go, hey, we're in a controlled environment. I'm going to help you through this. But feel the overwhelming feeling. You know, get overwhelmed now, because when you get out there and you know, your job depends on it, you know, then you're going to freak out and freeze and, you know, bad things can happen. So let's work through that overwhelming feeling now and that ambiguity. And you stimulate your creative thought. You know what I mean? Allow your innovation, your innovative thinking. You know, let's tap into that portion of your brain to really solve the problem at hand.
John was a scholarship athlete basketball player at the University of Dayton, so we asked him how that influenced his beliefs on leadership.
Yeah, I was going to ask. So do you think the sports background really helped build on to, like, your beliefs are now about leadership, innovation, creativity?
Absolutely. I think, you know, in every sector of life, creativity can be infused into it. Mm-hmm. In fact, creativity is the doorway to breakthrough. It really is. I mean, if you take sports, how do I become a better shooter? Well, let's develop a creative methodology. Or, you know what I'm saying? Let's create something that's going to help you work on your form, or, hey, you need to work on this. You know what I mean? Creativity is the mechanism that really helps us to enter into the breakthrough, or to perpetuate us into whatever aspect of life that we're in. And so I learned that in sports, and then I take that and apply that into the business sector, and then in family and in relationship. You know what I mean? In every aspect of your life, you can infuse that creative mindset.
As a final thought, John gave us one more insight.
Like I said, I mean, Kaivac was, I just had so much fun. Schneider Electric was a large corporate organization. I experienced a lot of creativity there and innovation and ideas. And that was good, but it was really interesting coming out of that large business into more of a smaller business with Kaivac. You know, we're going from, you know, $100 million companies down to like a, you know, $10, $12 million company. You know, we got thousands of employees down to like 40.
Yeah.
And so a little different environment, and it was really neat to experience both ends of those. And especially what a privilege it was to come into a company like you were talking about that really fosters creativity. You know, I mean, it's built on creativity. I mean, the whole foundation of the whole company was that we are a creative company. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And innovation is who we are. And the one thing I was going to say is that as soon as a company quits or stops creating and innovating, that's the beginning of the end. You know, I mean, really you're receding, mm-hmm. and you're not advancing. So the key to advancement is the constant nurturing and fostering of creativity and innovation. And that's how we're going to solve the problems, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, manufacturing needs to be creative in terms of how we function and do manufacturing, right? Sales needs to be creative in terms of our strategies and how we approach people and to sell product or whatever that is. You know, marketing needs to be coming up with new ideas and creating different ways of marketing and you know what I mean, products and things like that. So we need to become more innovative in how we parent our kids, right, in this technology age, and you know what I mean? You know, so, creativity and innovation, it applies to every aspect of our lives, and it's who we are as people. To be human is to be creative, every person. I believe that. My name's John Richter. Again, I'm an instructor at Miami University in the Manufacturing Mechanical Engineering Department. I'm a consultant at the Kaivac Corporation. Thanks for listening to Insight.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Listen for Insight, a part of Miami Ideas. Tune in next time for more insights on creativity, innovation, and leadership. Siesta by Jazar is licensed under a attribution share alike.